From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syrian peace congress to press for a diplomatic solution to that nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met in the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said Syrians will determine their own future, but acknowledged reform and compromise will not be easy. A date for the meeting hasn't yet been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the U.S. is not involved.
Unfortunately, we haven't really been committed in all of this. And the sad thing is 450,000 people, civilians, have been killed and 25% of the population displaced abroad. I mean, this is serious, and we're not paying much attention to it right now.
The next round of U.N.-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, members of the Syrian opposition reportedly will demand Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in, perhaps Friday, as president following Tuesday's resignation of Robert Mugabe. Mnangagwa addressed thousands of supporters, saying the people have spoken, and that's why Mr. Mugabe had to step down.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. Today, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy.
Mnangagwa's dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover leading to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. He said he wants to grow the economy and after years of decline, said, well, people want our jobs. This is VOA News.